Why not email us at podcast@svupa.co.uk?
Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of the SVOPA podcast. It's Joe here as usual, and with me is Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Joe. Hope you've had a really good month, have you?
Yeah, good, brilliant, as you know, because we've had the Clifton break in Teignmouth.
We have, yeah, that was an absolutely fantastic weekend. And we're going to have the live recording coming up later on, which has got a mixture of all sorts of things we did. A bit of the karaoke, a few interviews we grabbed with people, and a few quiz questions and some hints and tips as well.
It was fantastic. And I think before we go any further, we should really thank everybody who made the effort to come down to Teignmouth. I know we organised it, but without the people who made the effort, and some of them came an awfully long way, didn't they?
They did. I'll mention a couple of names as well who came. We've got me and Debbie came down from Manchester, and obviously I brought Tommy with me. We had Mo and Lee, and Brian Winter, he came down as well.
And we had Ian Beverley, and we had Kath Madden and her partner John, and Kath's daughter Tammy, who was a fantastic help on the weekend with the dogs and everything.
Oh, she was brilliant, wasn't she? And loved it. She enjoyed it as well. She definitely weren't taking advantage of, which we made sure she weren't going to. But she just loved being there and having the fun with the dogs. And she loved Bonnie and Tommy to bits, didn't she?
She did. She did. She really enjoyed it. And she made an effort to thank us on Facebook and to mention every single person and every single dog that she'd met at the hotel, which was really sweet.
She did. And also Paul Clayton came over for his first ever reunion since the first one after he'd left anyway. So that was really good. And Sarah Craig came with Lyndon and brought a couple of their friends as well.
Yeah, they did. There was Sue and Sheila and Tony, and so they were really good fun. Actually, speaking of Paul Clayton, coming to this weekend has actually made him want to come to the school reunion next year, which is fantastic. And he's also thinking of joining you at Gateshead as well.
He is, and I'll just mention that while we're on as well, because the Gateshead reunion is running from the 22nd to the 25th of February next year. It's £35 per person per night for bed, breakfast and evening meal. If you're coming on your own, unfortunately, it's £50. But it's if your twin and a double, like I said, is £35. You need to book directly with the hotel on 0191 477 1105. You do need to be booking pretty soon as well, because they'll only hold the rooms till about the middle of January. And then obviously it's hit and miss if we'll get them. I'm going, Karen's coming with me, and I think Angela and Ian are coming down, Angela Milnes, and Paul's thinking of coming. We've got a few from the Northeast, Patty Angus, Georgie Hamari, and I think there's one or two of us are going to pop in as well for the evening. So, you know, we do want to make a really good weekend of it. So, you know, do come along, just get in touch, give me a shout, drop us an email, podcast@svopa.co.uk.
Do try it, because we've got a couple of people in live interviews at Clifton in Teignmouth who really do a good job of advertising the weekends, and you know, we would really encourage you to give it a go.
And just to recap for you as well, there's a couple of events planned for next year as well.
There's the school reunion, the main one actually at the school, and that's on the 18th of May.
And I've just dropped an email to the school to get the ball rolling, get your prices and stuff. So hopefully in December's we'll have more details and we'll start taking the bookings early next year.
We are actually also going to have to say to people that if they want to bring somebody to the school reunion, can they just keep it to one person? Because we're so restricted with the amount of beds that the school allow us, it would be unfair to let people bring lots of friends or lots of family members. You can always stay, find somewhere to stay close to the school and bring them along for the reunion. But with only sort of 26 beds, is it that they give us?
Hopefully. I'm still waiting for the final figure for next year, but as soon as we get it, it'll be on the Facebook page and we'll take it from there. And also the Belmont in November, which we think will be the first weekend in November now, if we're looking at school holidays. And we want to fill the place. So, that is one place you can bring your friends for a great weekend in London, no?
Right, now we'll head over to the news.
Here are some news items.
It is with great sadness that I need to announce the death of Sister Cecilia, who was a nun at the school during the 60s. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family at this sad time.
Steve Roberts, the principal of St Vincent's, has recently announced that he's retiring from his position at the end of March next year. I'm sure that we would all like to wish him the best in whatever he does in the future.
We've got some great news for the podcast, and it's currently available via the Sonata Player through the British Wireless for the Blind Fund. And I'm going to let Ian Beverley just tell you a little bit about that because he's found where it is, so it'll make it easier for you to listen.
The podcast can be found on the Sonata Plus by going to, from the main menu, podcasts, then to news, and then to general news broadcasters. So it's like going through a folder, sort of folder settings, like a folder tree, really. And then on that general news broadcasters, it is on that list. Just use your up and down arrow to go to it, and you'll find it. And there's about 12 episodes of different things. I think 12, no, 10 episodes of different things on there.
We're now going to move on to the material which we recorded live at the Clifton over the weekend. Within this, there was some great interviews with most of the people who were there. We've got some karaoke, which is the boys and the girls. We've just dropped in between the sections, and we've managed to also get some of the hints and tips on there as well. We'll be back at the end to wrap up and to close it all down.
Why not follow us on Twitter at SVOPA? Welcome to SVOPA Live. Here are your hosts, Michael and Joe.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 5 of the SVOPA podcast, which is being recorded live at the Clifton Hotel down in Timoth as part of the weekend break with all our guys here.
Hi everyone, it's Joe as usual, and we're down on the weekend that we planned months ago here in Timoth. And with us in the room, we've got obviously myself and Michael, we've got Jodie, we've got Debbie Cullen,
hello,
Paul Clayton,
hello,
Brian Winter,
hello,
and Ian Beverley.
hi.
We've got a few more people here as well who've not been able to make it, but we'll hopefully get them on the podcast at some point. We've got a few things planned while we've all sat around the table. We've got a few questions for a quiz. Try and answer them at home. You can always pause it while you try and work it out. And we're also going to put all these four people on the spot, and they're going to do a two-minute little talk about themselves so you can find out. And if you like it, we're going to get them again for proper full interviews as well. One of the things that didn't happen was we had a competition, and we actually had no entries, so that tells us that what we're going to stick with then.
Well, we're just going to stick with calling it the SVOPA podcast. So we're going to have to think of another competition now, aren't we?
No, I'll just keep me tenner.
Good plan.
It was my tenner anyway, so.
Well, now we know where the scheme thing lives.
Okay, so now we're going to ask these lovely people here some quiz questions and see what they can remember about St. Vincent's.
Nothing.
Right, are you going?
All way back.
Some of them are really old. Some I'm just going to make up off the cuff. We're only going to have about 5 or 6, maybe a couple more. And I am reading them, so I apologise, podcaster listeners. Might be a little bit slow. Right, here we go. What year did the school in West Derby open?
I think it was in the 1850s, wasn't it? I seem to remember.
Are you wanting answers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say the early 20th century.
I think it was 1881.
Mm. Apparently it was 1902. Oh,
really?
Oh, well, he was very close. Yeah.
The 20th century.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, that was very good.
What location did boys and girls exchange from until the school was combined in 1928?
This is what it was all about, wasn't it?
Nearly there.
New Brunswick.
Brunswick.
Place. Court, road.
Yes.
Get them in the end.
Where will you find a mosaic of a lady?
That's on the main corridor.
Mm-hmm.
Between the two doors of the dining room, isn't it?
It's not, no.
Near the chapel.
You should know this.
Look at the walls that often,
me. Me.
It's a massive one. It's a full section at the
I
end of the corridor.
It too, right, you should know it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Is it right at the top of the main, where the corridor from the entrance meets the corridor down past the dining room?
No, it's Queensway. End of Queensway.
Queens Wing.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
I honestly don't. Why was I thinking of the main corridor between the two dining rooms?
Where was the DS room? Before it was upstairs near the science room.
It was quite a pokey room, I remember, wasn't it? It was down by the laundry.
It was.
I don't remember it there, but.
I was there when it was upstairs. You had to go down past the kitchen, down the toilet.
Where was the cabbage patch and why was it called that? It was where. The gym is. And it was called the Cabbage Patch.
Any guesses?
That's a good cabbage, isn't it?
Exactly.
Exactly. Well done.
We're all thinking of something.
Name three members of staff. There's probably others actually, but there's three we're thinking who have celebrated their 80th birthday.
Two. Go on, you want to
Joe.
Yeah.
Peter Connolly?
Yes.
Steve Wilson?
Yes. Bomb.
Yeah.
What was bombed in the war?
The gym.
Which was.
Sorry,
because the gym wasn't built then. So think back to the earlier question. So what was bombed in the war?
Cabbage patch.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what bomb landed there.
Wow. Apparently so.
Yeah, apparently.
Who run the farm?
Oh yeah, yeah.
From the '50s up to the '80s.
Bob Gaskell.
Yep.
Bob and Margaret Gaskell.
You're a smarty pantsy.
He is.
I've got the sad life. Don't get out.
Before I was there.
Who was the first mobility officer in the UK working for school?
Bill Shannon?
Yes. Well done. Good one, Brian.
Do you want me mobility? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Name three head teachers from 1948 to now.
Sister Claire, as we know, is Sister Catherine now.
Sister Josephine.
Didn't Sister Josephine become head as well?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Sister Aloysius.
Yep. So we've got three. Can you name the others?
Steve Roberts.
Yeah.
Tony Macquarie, I think.
It could be.
I think you're right, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where was the typing room? It's been in two different places.
It was near the front hall.
Near the front hall. Yeah. Sister Anne's swoop.
Yeah.
The one upstairs was where.
Your dormitories.
Oh, hang on. Yes, it was upstairs near the youth club, as was. Rushton, was it called?
Or not Rushton, no. It was the senior boys used to see.
Senior boys, yeah.
Rushton was the corridor.
Was it called Carol? Senior boys?
Yes.
In fact, we'll have one more. Name two places where the soft play has been.
It's been in the old youth club. To the right and straight ahead.
Yeah.
On the right.
Paul.
It's also been in the old youth club.
Before we get
well.
To Sister Ira. Yeah,
it was Paul, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. The end of the corridor past the assembly hall.
Yeah,
main hall.
Yeah. And where was it originally put, if you remember?
It was originally in the infants area, isn't it? That big, the play area, wasn't it?
It was.
It was.
Right, well, I hope you guys at home got to answer some of those questions as well. Thanks, Jim, for sending a lot of them questions through. Really appreciate it. We wanted some history, and a lot of us being the younger end as well, we don't know the history, so...
Okay, so now we're going to do the two-minute interviews. So I think we'll start with Paul Clayton. Okay, Paul, do you want to just, next couple of minutes, tell us about yourself, just a bit about school and what you've done since school up to now?
Yeah, well, I left St Vincent's, I can't believe it's over 20 years ago. I left in 1990 and I went to a lot of memories from school. It was all the trips and the instrumental. I was very much involved. I didn't carry on with the music when I left school. I was too busy trying other things at the time as well. But I spent 3 years down in Hereford, where I did a number of business qualifications at RNC before moving on to Loughborough. I spent 3 years in university and graduated with a business degree in 96. And then having taken another year out, I moved to London in 97 and spent 18 months with RNIB. I had a couple of roles in there, enjoyed my time down there, but decided I wanted to get into use my business degree more. And then I spent for a while actually working as a volunteer for an organisation. I relocated back up to Warrington for a while, where I lived. My parents moved. I've been living in Lim since 1983. And so I worked in Warrington for about 18 months. And then an opportunity came up for me to move back to London to work in my current role within a big consultancy company where I've been working for the past 12 years. I'm an administrator. I work on a number of projects. So it's quite a varied role, organising conferences, travel, that sort of thing. So no one time is ever the same. And the company as well have a lot of involvement with charities and everything else. I actually got the chance to summit Kilimanjaro, trek up Kilimanjaro in 2009, and with a friend successfully raised just over £8,000 for the charity Voluntary Service Overseas.
Well,
that's fantastic.
bit of a whistle stop tour. I know I've got I have a guide dog down here. He's a white lab who is
gorgeous.
Yeah, time's up. Okay.
Big hook.
We should have let him finish about Lloyd.
Nope. 2 minute rule.
Evil.
Yeah.
But Lloyd, to be honest, is absolutely gorgeous.
He's stunning.
He's gorgeous.
He's got to be one of the, and I've got a guide dog, but he's got to be one of the best looking guide dogs down here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Josh,
I'll probably put an ad in the next podcast. You know, you want to see the missing guide, you're going to probably get stolen by the end of the weekend.
Yeah.
I see him poking out someone's hand.
Right. Okay. So moving swiftly on, we'll move on to Debbie. So do you want to tell us in a couple of minutes, Debbie, about yourself?
Well, I lost my sight when I was about 12, so I went to St Vincent's School from 1980 to 84. My sister Josephine was the head teacher and had to learn Braille pretty quickly to carry on with his studies. So I had lessons nearly every day with Sister Frances. And then after I'd been to St Vincent's, went on to the Royal National College for the Blind in Hereford for 3 years. And I worked at Barclays Bank for about 18 months. And then I moved to another branch, so I went back to college I did some Braille proofreading and transcribing for the National Library for the Blind in Bredbury, but it was on a homework scheme, so it wasn't going very far. So then I went to the RNIB Vocational College in Loughborough to do an MVQ in Business Admin. And then I was still out of work for years. And I also went to the RNIB Manor House in Torquay for a while just to update computer work and done that kind of thing. And then since I've left school, I've been working at Stockport Job Centre where I started on the switchboard. I started in one building, Then that we moved to another building where there's a switchboard, so I was just doing bits and pieces there. And then it was transferred to the pension service at another building where I was doing work on the centenarian section for a while. But then that also merged with the job centre, become job centre plus, it should be job centre plus plus now. And so I've been doing the social fund reduction. I started on working on the call centre, but it was a bit much with the computers trying to keep up with everything. So I've been doing pain reduction for a while, which should be ending soon. And I was going to go back on the phone doing online work, which is just making outward calls. But that went to another company, so I might be going back on the phones in some other way at some point later in the year.
Thanks, Debbie. That's brilliant. Okay, so the other two that we've got here, Ian Beverley and Brian, have both done extensive interviews with us in recent podcasts. But so they're going to tell us, we'll start with Ian, a little bit about this weekend and to encourage more of you to join us on future breaks and future reunions. So go on, Ian, over to you.
Okay, let's try. Okay, so, I think first and foremost, I mean, it's been a great idea taking the reunion thing out and about and into different locations, because it sort of gets a group of people together, and hopefully an expanding group in the years as well, together to sort of just share, not just share memories, but it's all, you know, you're sharing sort of what you're doing today and tomorrow and all that sort of thing, so it's really good. Now, I've been coming to the Clifton, and this is where we are, obviously, at the moment, for a few years, so I knew quite a bit about the place, and it was really good when, obviously, Joe and Michael and that organised the reunion here. So I immediately thought, yeah, this is definitely one to come to, this one because of the location, but two, it's been, you know, been really good sort of coming back to the reunions at school and getting to know people and also new people. Well, it really, really good to do that. And it's, school for some people can be quite a kind of a formal, it's even still quite a formal and adulting place to come. So coming out to places like the Clifton, you've got a great, you know, great relaxing chance to sort of, as they catch up with old friends, but meet new ones. We've been up to all sorts this weekend. I don't know how much you want to say now or later, but it's we've had a quiz night. We've had a karaoke plus last night, which was really, really good. It's everybody got into the spirit of it, and we just really had a good time. I think Clifton hasn't had such a good night for many a month or year, maybe. I think so. That was really good. So I would encourage anybody doubting still, and maybe still people out there say, "Oh, I don't want to go back." That if they don't want to go back to school, understandable, but come to one of the events, and there are more events planned.
That's fantastic. Thanks. Yeah, what a good appetizer. Well, you well, look at
me. I've got no idea what I'm going to talk about now. I really haven't.
Well, give it a go, Brian. It's over to you.
Yeah. And I think this has been one of the best weekends I've had for a long while. I came to my first reunion for over 11 years earlier in the year. And it was a bit of a, as Ian just explained, it can be quite a daunting experience to go back to a reunion, especially when you've been away from the school for such a long time. And this weekend has actually brought us all together. We've been able to relax more, and we've been able to enjoy the facilities that we've had here at Clifton. I enjoyed the karaoke last night, and I certainly enjoyed the quiz night on Friday night, which was really quite enlightening. And it's been nice to meet people who I haven't known properly at school, and their families, and to make some nice new friends as well. So it's been a really good weekend, and certainly one that I would recommend, that if you haven't had the opportunity to go to a reunion, and we hold one of these weekends nearer to where you live, then try and get along and partake and have lots of fun. The only downside of this is, it for me, it was a heck of a long journey. It was 5.5 hours on the train. But I'm ever so glad I made the effort to come, because it really has been a great weekend, and I'll certainly do it again if it ever came round.
Thanks, Brian. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Okay, now, everyone knows how Michael and myself can waffle on these podcasts, so now we're going to see if Michael can tell you about himself in 2 minutes, because he's never done that before. So go on, Michael.
Do I have to set the timer?
Can yeah,
I
just set yes. it
for
yes. like
a minute.
No, nope, 2 minutes like everyone
right,
else.
Oh, come on.
It's only fair.
That's it, true. I mean, it's fair. We actually yeah. haven't talked about ourselves.
Not really.
Which is why we became hosts in the first place. So
but you won't
have
be able to do it in 2 minutes, I guarantee.
Yeah, we'll do it. If you like it, we'll do a full one in the future. Right, I started school, went to St Vincent's in 77 to 88. I actually went to, some people may know, the Sunshine House in Southport. I went there first, 2.5 when I left home. And I did spend a few years at home between leaving St Vincent's and getting married. So at least I've spent a couple of years there. But I didn't, because I was so young when I started staying away, I didn't obviously go through that wrench in which some of the older people who started to board I've gone through. See, that was like in Dave's interview and other things like that. I didn't like school. I don't think anyone did like school. But it wasn't that bad. You know, I think it was worse in my last couple of years because I moved over to Skegness. So I was spending 4 hours travelling home. And I'd just been kicked by him because I had to put up with him in the taxi. but no, it was just longer, so you were getting less time at home and things like that. But we had a great time, you know, the discos, the staff. Most of them were great. Obviously, there was always the ones we didn't really like. And but even now, we get in contact with some of them as well. So since school, I went to college. I went to mainstream college. I felt it was time to get out the blind world. I left the blind world till 2007. Went to college, then worked a little bit in a playgroup with kids. And I was out of work for a number of years, did some voluntary work, and my time was running out soon. And then I got a job doing PA equipment for a couple of years in 2001-ish. Then that went by the by. And I worked for Woolies for a bit in their call centre. In the last 8 years, I've worked for Viking Direct Office Depot, which some of you guys may know, stationery company. But
I knew you couldn't do it in 2 minutes.
Right, well, it's now over to Jo, because, you know, she's turned the tide on me, so,
oh, Lord.
As my lovely co-host, we're going to hit start, and we're going to go, Jo.
Okay, I first off went to Derby School, which was a school for the partially sighted, but because I was losing my sight, I then had to go to St Vincent's in 1983, so I just went there when I was 12, left at 16 to go to RNC for 3 years in Hereford, where I did some general studies, which is GCSEs, A-levels, and went on to do some business studies. I left there, couldn't find a job, so went back into local college. Then I went to Action for Blind People in 94 and did a computer programming course, which is where I met my husband, Rob. We qualified as computer programmers, but couldn't find work yet again. So I am also a qualified complementary therapist, which is basically aromatherapy, reflexology, Indian head massage. I've been married for 14 years. I have a daughter who is 10 called Jodie, who is the person you will hear frequently throughout the podcast. I was asked to join the committee after I went to my first reunion 18 months ago or so, I suppose. Michael asked me to join the committee, which I did, and that's how I've ended up doing these podcasts. And I forgot to mention, I've got a lovely black Labrador guide dog called Bonnie, who is the dog you'll hear snoring throughout most of the podcasts. And that's about it, really. So I did my 2 minutes.
Hey.
No, excuse me, it's not finished yet. Shut up. Carry on.
I can't talk anymore.
Good, you can.
Yeah, that's where
oh, God.
Where you're living now. Where did you live?
Mm. Oh, yes. Well, I am originally from Preston in Lancashire, and I now live in Dawlish, which is 3 miles away, roughly, from where we are now in Tynmouth. And in just under 3 weeks, I am moving to Tynmouth, which is rather nice because I get to go on the beach all the time, which Michael's very jealous of.
Mm, not the only one.
And do I have to keep going?
Yes.
Oh, God, why do I talk so fast?
Yes, so long.
Well done, Jo. I'm going to ask a couple of questions here, though, if that's okay. I want to ask our other co-presenter a little bit about herself. Is that all right? So, yeah. So we've got Jodie with us. And I said, normally she records all the stuff. And she's been absolutely fantastic. So, Jodie, Tell us a little bit about yourself. How old you are and what you like doing.
I'm 10. I like horse riding and swimming and playing football.
Yeah, because we've been swimming this afternoon, haven't we?
Yeah.
And you were good.
Thank you.
She's really good. And like Joe said earlier, 6 months ago, you didn't really do much swimming, did you?
No.
And do you like it down here now you're living in Timmer, well, Dawlish?
Yeah.
Best thing you ever did, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Anything else you want to say?
No. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, an Olympic horse rider.
Well, you could even be an Olympic swimmer or an Olympic ladies football player as well. So at the moment,
that's
your options are open.
A vet, isn't it? Because you want to be a vet.
Good on you. Well, thank you very much, Jody.
I just want to know why you're not asking us what we want to be when we grow up.
Okay, then, in 10 words, did you do what you wanted to do? And what was it you wanted to do if you're not doing what you wanted to do? Ian.
Oh, crikey. What I wanted to do. No, I'm not doing what I wanted to do. It's funny, when I was younger, I wanted to work in radio.
Well, you're halfway there now when you've been on our podcast, so that's a snap.
But that's what I wanted to do. You know, right back, but now I'm working for Action for Blind People. So, still involves a lot of waffle.
That's why you're good at joining in with us, isn't it?
Yes.
What about you, Brian?
No, I'm not doing what I wanted to do. Well, I never did what I wanted to do. I, like Ian, wanted to work professionally in radio, although I have done hospital radio. It's not a paid job, which is what I really wanted. I ended up working 18 and a half years on the railway, which in itself was fun, particularly towards the end when I was able to do train announcing, but it wasn't exactly what I ended up wanting to do.
And Paul?
Well, I think I'm sort of doing what I'm doing, what I wanted to do. I mean, I had an idea of being trying to get into physiotherapy, I remember when I was quite young, but never really got on with some of the subjects that I actually needed. But yeah, I mean, the job I'm doing now is quite. There's quite a lot of variety. I've also done a bit of radio work as well, hospital radio in the past. So yeah, I think I'm doing well. I think was my second option, but yeah, it's going really well.
Debbie, I never really knew what I wanted to do, but I quite enjoyed doing my braille when I was learning that. So in a way, I did some braille proofreading and translation, as I say, for the National Library of the Blind. But it wasn't a permanent job, it was just on a home worker's scheme, so it never really led anywhere. And I also enjoyed doing maths, which that's why I'm now the treasurer for St Vincent's All Pupils Association.
Carol Vorderman on the quiet.
So countdown's your next move then.
So I'll say.
Joe?
No, well, I'm not working, but I wanted to be, I was determined to be a barrister, and I never even know. No, I didn't do it.
You didn't even go down the route, didn't you?
I did. Well, I started doing A-levels, but I didn't like doing A-levels. They didn't. No, I didn't get on with the lecturers at R&C. So, I dismissed that idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, to be honest, I don't really have anything I wanted to be, you know. Obviously, I work in a call centre. I enjoy my job because I actually flourish. I'll enjoy happy customers. I've always liked the music sort of industry a little bit, and I did a couple of years. Yeah, it was selling PA and that sort of thing, but I was dealing in an area which I really like and that sort of thing, and learning musical, that's, you know, PA equipment, that sort of thing, and mixing. I've wanted to do this for years. I don't know why, you know, I've wanted to do podcasts, and we've got other ideas as well, for maybe the future, which, you know, for us. But as Paul pointed out, which was quite good and really good for both of our CVs, Joe, we're actually international podcasters.
Yes, we are.
Because we have people listening from the States as well, so we're actually, you know.
All right, Nick.
And Chris.
And Chris.
Yeah.
And Chris.
Yeah.
And both of you guys are coming on. We know that we've been speaking to you recently, so we're getting you guys on. And I think we'll just say as well, Nick, we hope you're okay after the hurricane,
absolutely.
The Superstorm Sandy.
Yes.
Chris is all right, he's on the other side of the country, but yeah, Nick. And thanks for your intro last month as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That was really good.
Yeah, it was good,
Thanks very much, guys, for joining us. Really appreciate that.
That's okay.
The Gateshead reunion coming up in February, and I know one or two people are hoping to get to that. And obviously completely different, because different type of hotel. We don't know what will happen. And we really want to fill the Belmont next November. And only 27 or so rooms, so there's no reason why we shouldn't fill that. And obviously the reunion in May.
Yep.
And I do think the rooms are going to fill up quick, so I don't know what we're going to have to do. So anyone in Liverpool, one thing we're thinking about, if you're happy and you come in and you want to put people up, that would always be great. So, you know, have a think about it now, because, you know, if we can get volunteers for rooms and help people, you know, have your friends staying, it makes obviously life easier for those who need to stay at school. Thank you very much, guys.
Pleasure.
And we'll speak to you all again. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Why not follow us on Twitter at SVOPA?
Managed to grab somebody else from the reunion, and we've got Sarah Craig here with us, and she's kindly volunteered to do the 2-minute chat. So I'm going to hand over to Sarah now, and she's going to tell you a little bit about herself and what she's been up to since she left school.
Hi, I'm Sarah Craig Hancock. I'm 41 now, and I was at St. Vincent's from 1978 to 1987. Excuse me. I'm still hungover from last night, I'm afraid. Now, we've had an absolutely fantastic weekend down here. It has been absolutely superb. And I'm down here with my husband, Lyndon. I'm actually his full-time carer now because he's chronically ill, unfortunately. But I've done quite a lot since school. Not as much job-wise, but I've done various voluntary work. I've worked for 3 years as well. I went to Hereford, and since Hereford, I started university. I started a law degree, and I didn't like it at all, so I gave that up. But I decided to stay in Wales, and I've lived in about 20 houses in different parts of South Wales since then, moved around quite a bit. But we're actually at the moment living in Bridgend, which is about 20 minutes from Cardiff, and Lyndon, my husband, is Welsh. I'm actually from the Isle of Man, and so I'm Manx. I'm a guide dog owner, and on my fifth dog, Piper, and we've also got two little balls of trouble, which are two little black kittens, Mamba and Pouncer, as well. I worked for Cardiff Institute for the Blind for 3 years. I was a club coordinator with them, organising various social clubs in Cardiff and the Vale of Glamorgan, and I also coordinated their transport, their voluntary transport.
Hi everyone, we're back again with Mo. She's managed to join us in the makeshift studio, and she's going to do her 2 minute talk now, so over to you, Mo.
Hi, I'm Mo Hoare. I was at St Vincent's from 75, I left in 87. I went to RNC, did A-levels and general studies there. I think from when I left school to while at RNC, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I decided, though, that once I'd finished doing A-levels, academia wasn't for myself and I needed to look for a proper job. So luckily, I managed to have a successful interview, and I started work within 9 months of leaving RNC. I worked for the Employment Service, or Department of Work and Pensions as we are now. It was only a temporary job, but 21 and a half years later, I'm still there. So if I find a proper job, it'll be all right. I've done a range of stuff, really. I've worked in Bootle, back at home in Liverpool, for the first sort of 10 years, covering a different range of stuff. I worked in an office that dealt with statistics. I've worked in an office where I took vacancies from employers, did marketing, and worked as a mainstream advisor as well, which did have its challenges. After I'd been there for about 10 years, I got itchy feet, really, I think, and I decided I wanted to do some other work within the department, as there was a variety of stuff. I asked if I could do testing in Sheffield, and I went, and sort of that was like 10 years ago. I've enjoyed being there. I've managed to get promoted once while I was there, and I'm doing a job that I love at the moment, helping staff get IT. I think time at school was really useful. It made me think, it didn't come into my own what I wanted to do until later, but it did give me the skills to work hard and go for challenging stuff.
Well, thanks very much, Mo.
That's
really good. I love the fact that everyone's doing something different. And with him, in the studio, we've got Lee, who's Mo's partner. So, you've come today this weekend, Lee. And have you enjoyed it?
Absolutely. So yes, it's been great to. Although I wasn't a pupil, it's been great to meet new people throughout the weekend. There's been activities. I've enjoyed the group. Everybody being nice and friendly. No friction. A real nice, friendly group.
And what's been your favourite part?
Well, it's hard to say, really, but I've enjoyed all of it, meeting everybody, really, and, you know, things we've done with each other, you know, meeting everybody, because I love meeting new people.
Right, Mo, what did you like most as well? What have you enjoyed from the weekend?
The activities and that were all really good, but I think it's probably the fact that, you know, it's a range of people who we've seen some before, and I think the fact that everyone's just got on and enjoyed it, and there's been no problems at all, and, you know, we're all just really raring to go for the next one.
And I've actually just dragged Tammy, who is Kath's daughter, who came with John. And what was your favourite part as well, Tammy? Besides looking after my dog and
I enjoyed the bowling and, like, helping people around the hotel and looking after the dogs and stuff. And meeting new people, like Michael and loads of people. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
What did we do at the bowling? Can you remember what we forgot to do?
Oh, yeah. We forgot Debbie, and we were about 10 minutes away from the bowling, and Debbie rang Michael, phoned, he rejected the call, and then he went, I was thinking, where's Debbie, when we had to turn around and go get her.
We've got Jodie here, so I've dragged Jodie across as well. So what was your favourite bit of the weekend, Jodie?
My favourite bit was the 2 hour swimming.
Oh, well, good fun that, wasn't it?
I really liked bowling and the karaoke as well.
Thank you, that were really good.
While we're at it,
mm-hmm.
we should say something about the bowling, shouldn't we? Because we actually had 3 totally blind people who got over 100 at bowling.
We and, did?
The 2-sighted helpers, not including Tammy in this, because Tammy did fantastically well and got 116.
You
but won. Michael, who was helping Donna and myself with some help from Jodie, successfully got myself and Donna to get 103, and I got 107, and Michael only got 85.
And so I got 99.
You got 99.
I know, I got flashed by a 10-year-old and 2 totals.
And coincidentally, the sighted helper on the third lane, who was Lee, successfully got Lyndon to 102, and Lee didn't do nearly so well. Can you remember what you got, Lee?
86.
So it just shows that the sighted helpers were very good instructors, but rubbish at playing bowls.
Thank you very much, Joe. No, we had a great weekend. The karaoke is absolutely brilliant, so hopefully you'll catch some of that on the Facebook page as well. And we might even clip, we'll include some clips on here.
All right.
So, you know, everyone's looking forward to next year as well. A few people have already gone. And again, we've got February, May and November. And we're really looking forward to it.
podcast@svupa.co.uk.
Right, we're going to move on to a new section, which we've also roped Sarah into again. We talked about in the past the hints and tips on little things that are going to make our life easier as partially sighted and blind people. Saying that, do you remember the one we did on episode 3, I think, or 4, about putting something round your handle in your hotel so you knew which is yours? Which actually probably wouldn't work in this hotel, because if everyone did it, because they can't see, you'd never find your room, you'd end up with anyone. But I did that on a cruise I went on recently, and it was perfect. First time I went back to my room, but then one of the staff removed it. it was a bobble we'd put around the handle. And but luckily, the staff, when we approached them, realised what I'd done and why we'd done it, and they stuck some elastic bands on for us. So it actually does work, unless someone decides to take it off. Anyway, we've got Sarah back, and she's got some great little tips, so we're going to put them on now. So over to you, Sarah.
Hello again. I used to do quite a lot of travelling, and one of the main things that I've found useful over the years is to go to a market stall and get pieces of brightly coloured ribbon, and attach them to your suitcases or your bags, so that if you're on the train, because sometimes members of staff don't know which is your bags, and if you just say the cases with the two yellow ribbons on it, or you know, because some people can't tell the colours as well, so you could say it's a blue case or a green case, and there are people that get blue and green mixed up, for example. That's something that I have found beneficial over the years. Another thing that our local police have introduced, I don't know whether it's been rolled out nationally, but they're giving away bells that are like you could clip onto a purse or a bag, and they make quite a loud ringing noise, similar to, I suppose, bells that you could have on a dog or a cat collar. And so if somebody's trying to steal your bag or your purse, you'll hear the bell ringing and, you know, you'll know. But having said that, I don't actually use a purse, because I carry my money in little money bags that you get from the bank. I've got change, well, I normally have silver in one, coppers in another, and notes in a third. And I always, when I go to the bank, I always get notes, £5, denominations of £5 notes, because nobody can ever shortchange you then, because the five is the smallest note, so you never have to say to somebody, is that a 5 or a 10? Or, you know, is that a 20? And you know that whatever the change you get back, you've given the smallest denomination notes. And a plus point, they last longer because there's more of them, so they do last longer. another thing I've found useful over the years as well, being a Braillist, when my mail arrives, I always Braille on the envelope what it is. If either I can read it myself with a magnifier, or sometimes I have to get someone else to tell me what it is. But I actually Braille the envelope and then put the item back in the envelope. And then if it does hang around and get lost, it's a lot easier to find something with a bit of Braille on it than it is to just trawl through letters and you don't know what they are. And that's helped me over the years. And I'm just trying to think if there's anything else. And to be honest, I can't think of anything, so I do apologise.
Thank you very much, Sarah. In fact, there was one question we were asking other guys as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do, well, in life, obviously, everyone said, what you wanted to do when you left school?
No.
And what was that?
I wanted to be a barrister. And that's all I ever was focused on. And unfortunately, my family sort of indoctrinated me. It was like, Sarah's going to do law. Sarah's intelligent. Sarah can do law. So I never really thought about anything else. If I'd been able to see, I would have had a career with horses. Law would have gone out the window. I would have been an eventer, a three-day eventer, which involves show jumping, cross-country and dressage. I'm not a perfectionist, so dressage really bores me, to be honest, but it's part of three-day eventing, and I would have, that's what I would have done.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Really appreciate having you on. And look forward to hearing some more hints and tips for you in the future.
Thank you.
And you can go off to bed now and nurse your hangover.
Right, well, that's it for this month. Hope you've all enjoyed it as much as we did producing it. Hope you enjoyed the live stuff from Clifden. We'd like to obviously thank everybody who did the interviews and took part in the little quiz that we did, and Sarah for her hints and tips. It made for a really, really good weekend, and hopefully future get-togethers will be equally as good. I know Michael wants to chat a little bit about the next podcast, which is obviously going to be the one just before Christmas.
Obviously, the December podcast is going to be our Christmas podcast, and we're hoping to get a few people, which we've got arranged already, to record together about our thoughts, feelings, memories, all the things related to school, like when Santa used to come when we were all in the infants and the school discos, and, you know, the fact that Joe Lambton was Santa and obviously other people before him. And we'd also, though, love you to get involved. We'd love you to send in either via email at podcast@svopa.co.uk, a Christmas message, maybe a thought, a memory of school, or you could even, if you can do it, send in an audio recording. If you can record yourself, you'll do it the same way, SVOPA. podcast@svopa.co.uk. If you do follow me and Joe on Audioboo, you can always direct message us as well, and we can take it from there and we can put it on the podcast. And we want you to be involved, so you know, give us the stuff to go on the podcast.
Use us like a Christmas card service, because a lot of visually impaired people who can't read printed Christmas cards for themselves don't like to receive too many Christmas cards because they've got to wait for somebody to read it. So you could always send a Christmas message to friends and we'll read it out for you.
We will. And if we get loads, we'll just do a second podcast. It's not a problem. We'll do Christmas greetings, Christmas podcast, and release it on Christmas Day.
Good idea.
But yeah, so that's all really for us this time. Like I said, hope you enjoyed it. Well, we'll do another live recording over in Gateshead if we can get enough people to come. So we just need to give you the all important details. Email address to contact us is
podcast@svopa.co.uk.
And you can follow us on Twitter
@svopa.
You can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/SVOPA Liverpool. And like I said, I'd like you to contact me if you'd like as well. So my telephone number is 0161 287 1841. And my mobile number is 07930 444 656. You can follow me also on Twitter at Ike Allen. And if you want to get in contact and you want to send something in via post, it's 3 Consort Avenue, Royton, Oldham, OL25SE.
Right, all that's left for us to do is to say bye for this month, and hopefully you'll join us next month for the Christmas podcast. So it's bye for now.
Yep, see you all soon. Bye.
Bye.